Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, hello, hello. And welcome back to the What We Said podcast. We're your girls, Chelsea and JC. If you're new here, this is me, Chelsea's voice. I am the brunette half of the podcast. I hope it's not a jump scare when you see our faces and match it to our voice, because sometimes that is the case with podcasts.
And I'm JC. This is my voice, and I'm the redhead half of the podcast. I always wonder how many people have our voices flipped, because people will message me, be like, this joke you said was hilarious. And I'm like, that was Chelsea. I never said that. But I love getting credit. It's fun. And vice versa.
I know. It is.
Or one of us will get hate for something like, Chelsea, wow, you really said that. You're a brat. And it was really me. I love being, good. You being the decoy.
Keep them on their toes. I think if you see us, I'm almost scared to do video.
I'm terrified.
For those who only listen, don't even follow us on any socials or anything. And then they see us talking. That's a jump scare for people.
I wonder if it'll ruin the pot.
Yeah, I want to keep the mystery.
Ruin the podcast for people.
They just literally hate us after that. They're like, you look disgusting when you're speaking.
I think about every single day the fact that we've been podcasting and I've been on the right side and it's my bad side. I think about it every day.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm terrified.
Wait.
Like,
oh.
If we were to video how we are right now, it's my right side. And it's just noticeably ugly. Like, I have been not ugly, but you know when you have a good side and a bad side and it's like, to me, mine is super, super obvious.
I think mine is too, actually.
You do?
Yeah, but I don't have a side. The thing about me is that I don't have a side that's dramatically better. There's bad parts of each. So it's like, from my left, my jaw and, well, I actually don't even want to say, because then people will start noticing.
Yeah, don't say the specifics.
There are certain things about my left side that I like. And then on my right, I'm like, oh, that's a horrible angle of this, but it's a great angle of this.
Okay, interesting.
So that's why I'm like, okay, I can do both.
Well, all you're speaking of that later then, because I don't know if I can. I will see. Like, I'm trying to get past it. And the thing is, I literally got plastic surgery to correct this. But like, so that being said, my right side is much, much better than it used to be. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I can deal with it. But it's like, maybe it's because it's the side that I sleep on the most or something. I just feel like my face is like smashed on that side. And my left side is so much more like chiseled. My hair lays better. My teeth, like, I don't know what. Mm-hmm. It's so weird. It's like everything combined. And I know it doesn't matter that much, but when you see yourself every day on camera, it becomes very clear to you what the good side is and what the bad side is.
100%.
But I am trying to get more comfortable, because I'm like, well,
people
probably don't notice, but they would if they would think to themselves that I looked better if I was on the other side.
They don't know what it is, but there's something to it.
There's something.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah. So unfortunately, Chelsea, me, and Tyson, we all have the same good side.
I feel like a lot of people.
So whenever we're taking a photo or a video together, it's like, oh, great. Someone's got to Someone's got to suffer.
Yeah.
Because we just did an episode last week with Ty. Actually, I think our episode comes out today, right? Or did it come out last Friday?
Oh, yeah.
No, last it came Friday. Out last a Friday. Week ago. So when you're listening to this, if you want to listen to our episode on Ty's podcast, we did things that would send a Victorian child into a coma. And we were crying laughing. And things that we complain about that our ancestors would just not be okay with. Anyway, he was sending me like a video thing. I was looking at the video footage and it was becoming very clear to me with the sides. I'm like, how does my hair look? Anyway, whatever. Doesn't matter.
Oh, because you were looking to the right?
Uh-huh. Well, but I was looking both ways. That's the thing. Because I was sitting in the middle.
Saw direct.
So I saw a direct comparison between my left and my right. And I'm like, my left is just so much better.
Yeah.
It really is. Like, anyway.
Wow.
It's, you know, I'm trying to practice what I preach. It's like the least important thing. It doesn't matter. So, and I really think no one else would even care.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get that into my head.
I know. You know what I've been, the mindset I've been having this week is ever since I watched that TikTok that I was telling you about, and I wasn't even planning on talking about this. Otherwise, I would have screenshotted and given her credit, but I'm sure you've seen it. It's this cute blonde girl. She's talking on her TikTok, but she's in tears. She's like, get ready with me to run 8 miles. And it went kind of viral, so, or maybe very viral, I don't know. When I saw it, it had like 60,000 likes. And she was like, I am so tired of having a weak mindset. I'm going to go run 8 miles right now. And she had tears in her eyes. And she's like, I'm just sick of being a pussy. Like, I just want to get up and do it. And I related to that so hard. Nick and I both were like, yes, like that's the energy I want to have. So this week I've just been thinking to myself, my life is so easy.
Yeah, like just suck it up.
My life is so incredibly easy. My mind will literally try to make my life harder. That's how easy my life is. I will make up fake scenarios in my head to give me anxiety because I actually don't encounter enough tangible anxiety in my day-to-day life because my life is so much easier than other people's life. And I just had that realization. I'm like, you need to stop crying about little things. And I was like, well, no, my feelings are valid. I'm like, actually, they're not. They're not valid. I am sitting in my warm, cozy bed in the middle of the day complaining about something, honestly, that doesn't even exist. And that's what I'm getting upset about. I don't want to get out of bed and like go make warm food in my kitchen in my home. Like, get over yourself. Like, just get up and do it. Your life is so easy compared to not only people like in this day and age, other people, but compared to your ancestors who literally had to freaking, they had 12 children and only one of them survived. You know, they had to go to the bathroom in the dirt outside. And if they got a UTI, they didn't have anything to fix it. They got a cold, they died. It's like, my life is so easy.
It's true. Sometimes you need a slap in the face. Yeah. But I will say, you know what I was thinking about, like, good side, bad side thing and, like, being on camera. I'm like, anyway, back to my problems, though. No, the reason that I think an added layer to that is that people on the internet are freaking mean.
They say something?
And they'll tell you you look ugly.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that if you're already, you know, if you're already insecure about something and then someone's like, you look so bad, it's like a reinforcement of the thing. I think that's another layer. It's like,
yeah.
Again, I don't think people really notice or care, but specifically sometimes if you're open about something, if you're like, this is my bad side, then people will use that. They know you're insecure about it. They will weaponize it against you and be like, you look so freaking ugly today. And you're like, I know. But again, it's not that deep.
Just think to yourself, you could be uglier.
Totally. Oh, I literally got plastic surgery. It's like, I look the best I've ever looked currently. Currently, as it stands today, I think I look the best I've ever looked. So
think about your ancestors who were mouth breathers who had no choice but to just live with their
recessed chin. Literally. You guys, I'm like, so how am I going to prevent my future children from being mouth breathers? I got to figure it out.
It's
from a young age. It causes a lot of health problems.
It's making sure they don't have, if they have allergies or asthma or anything, that you like take care of it, I guess. That's what everyone says.
I will be trying my best.
Yeah. That is hard.
Yeah.
And check on them every hour.
Yeah. I'm sure once you become a parent, you're just like, sheesh. Do what you want. Breathe how you want. I'm tired.
Yeah.
Chamberlain Coffee just dropped a very fun new collection, you guys. It is their new ready-to-drink collection inspired by Emma Chamberlain's daily cold brew recipe. Chamberlain Coffee just launched 4 plant-based latte flavors in a can, available exclusively at Walmart. You just shake well and serve cold for the best coffee experience. I love a ready-to-drink situation. Something that you can grab from your fridge or from wherever on the go to take with you if you're running errands, if you're going to class, wherever, whatever you got to do and you want to feel caffeinated and you want a quick energy boost. Also, these cans are really, really cute. Like, they did a really good job with them. With Chamberlain Coffee's ready-to-drink collection, you can enjoy great coffee with minimal effort. Plus, it's easy to bring your new favorite cold brew on the go. All 4 lattes are vegan, made with almond and coconut milk. They are naturally sweetened with date syrup and contain only 1 gram of sugar per can. These lattes are also free from artificial flavors and preservatives.
These are really nice if you're running late and you don't have time to go through a drive-thru, run into a coffee shop, but you still want that caffeine kick. And I also love having a can in the car. I don't know. It's just way easier to drive with than an open cup from your house or something like that. And they have 4 flavors. So they have the cold brew latte, the mocha latte, cinnamon bun latte, and vanilla latte. I love all of them, but we love a mocha moment, you know, when you're feeling a little extra chocolatey for the day. You can take your favorite cold brew latte on the go anytime, anywhere. Have coffee on hand to grab in seconds, anytime, no preparation required. It's creamy, so it feels indulgent without being overly sweet. You can find these lattes exclusively at Walmart. Shop on the Walmart app or online at walmart.com for easy delivery or in-store pickup. For a limited time, our listeners can get a free Chamberlain Coffee latte when you purchase a can. Terms and conditions apply. Visit chamberlaincoffee.co/whatwesaid for offer details. Again, that is chamberlaincoffee.co/whatwesaid. We'll link it in the show notes.
When you guys listen to this episode, I will be in Utah at a family reunion.
Oh, fun.
Stay tuned for my recap on that coming next week.
Oh, yeah. I'll be just getting back from Arizona, actually. I'm going to see Cole. King Cole. He's coming back from his mission. And it feels like he left literally 10 years ago. But he's coming back. I'm so excited to see him. He's never met Case.
Oh, that's so crazy.
He's never met Case or my niece, Rose. And
that'll be so fun.
I'm so excited for him to meet him and her. We were going to make a little sign that says, like, I've been waiting my whole life to meet you at the airport.
Yeah, that's so cute.
It's so fun. I'm really excited. So
that'll be really, really fun. Yeah, fun stuff coming up. Guess what happened to me this week yesterday?
I know when that inflection of your voice, you say, guess what? It's never good.
I ran out of gas.
Are you joking?
No. Has that happened to me in, I don't know how long, maybe, I don't know if I've ever ran out of gas and like literally been on the side of the road. Maybe only one other time in my life.
Wait, that's scary.
Yeah, so I.
Not on the freeway.
Not on the freeway. Okay. Here's the thing. I knew I was on empty and I was just going kind of like local places around my house. And every time I would get to a location, I would remember and be like, oh my gosh, I need to get gas next time. But then I'd get in the car and go somewhere else. I was like running a lot of errands that day. And I just kept forgetting. Every single time I would like get to the next spot, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I need to get gas when I go to the next place. And it had been like that for a day. Like it had been on empty for basically a full day, but I'd only gone like a few miles. So the next day, anyway, whatever. And Leif had made a point. He's like, you need to get gas. You need to get gas. Yeah. Multiple times. And so my family was visiting just for the day. And I was with my mom in the car. But all the boys were in the Rabbit. Leif was driving because we can't fit everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were in a different car. And we went to go get lunch. And we got to the lunch place. And I was like, oh my gosh, I need to freaking get gas. I told my mom, like, okay, we have to go after. There's a gas station right next to the place we went. So we need to go after. And she's like, okay. So we started driving to it after we ate and it was just like, and I was like, you're joking. And I,
oh, your mom was with you.
My mom was with me. And luckily the boys were driving right by us. So it kind of was the best case scenario. Like they were right there ready to help, but I had to pull over a little bit and I barely could get off on the side of the road. And then my car wouldn't go in neutral. Cause like I was trying to go in neutral so they could push it. But anyway, so I'm like, blocking a huge parking lot, basically like people to enter a parking lot. And luckily we were really close to that gas station, so Leif went over and got like a gallon of gas in a gas can and came and put it in. But we're talking about beige flags today. But I did have to say, this is a major green flag. It's not beige, it's green. How Leif, like, acted. I was like, he's going to be so annoyed. And he's going to be like, yeah, JC, like, I've told you three times you need to go get gas. And this is what happens. Literally came over and was just, like, perfectly normal. Was like, okay, I'm going to run and get some gas. Like, wasn't even remotely annoyed. Aww. Put the gas in the thing. He's like, are we good? Like, gave me a kiss, went on his way. And then that night, I was like, we were laying in bed. I'm like, you were so nice when I ran out of gas. Like, I'm just reflecting on that. And I cannot believe how you didn't rub it in my face at all. And you were just like, so nice. And he's like, oh, he's like, it's just not a big deal. Like,
oh, that's so sweet.
And I was like, I cannot relate. No. I would be so, I'd be like, oh, there you have it. Like, it really reminded me how just good of a person he is. I'm like, you're literally the nicest, most patient man. And I'm very lucky.
Yes, 100%. I think we knew how calm he was when his car was getting stolen and he literally just walked over and just and tapped them on
snapped.
The shoulder. Yes, the snap and tapped on the shoulder. Hey,
hey, what are you doing?
So disappointed.
Oh, when that hurts more. Yeah. Anyway. Well, so that's his green flag.
We are talking about beige flags today. And this is a trend. And I wanted to give the creator of this trend credit. It was on TikTok.
This is a first.
Trust me. This time I was like, I've got to. If the whole episode's about it, you know, it's about time. At It's Kaito, ITSCAITO. On TikTok, she was the one who kind of started talking about beige flags. She had originally said beige flags were things that on dating apps that were signifying that someone was probably boring. That was the original thing. But then the TikTok or the trend kind of took a life of its own and took a twist to just be something that's neutral. Something about your partner, you, that is not a green flag or a red flag. It's just, it's not great. It's not bad. It's just, it is what it is. It's a little maybe quirk of theirs.
Yeah.
But it doesn't signify anything about their character.
I had screenshot one that was like explaining and it said a beige flag is simply something that would cause someone to take a 3-second pause and then continue the relationship.
Screaming.
It's
man.
It's like a quirk about you that could be, you know, endearing. It's not a bad thing, but it's also not necessarily a good thing.
Yeah. I thought of a couple for Nick and I was asking him what mine are. And some of the ones that I saw on TikTok were also ones that I'm like, is this a universal thing?
Oh, totally.
One of them was talking about their husband or boyfriend sleeping and not being able to admit when they were asleep versus awake.
I saw that.
And I was like, this is Nick. That's his most toxic trait. But he cannot be asleep while I'm awake, if that makes sense. Like, he refuses to believe that I am ever awake while he is asleep. If I am awake, he pretends he's also awake, even though I'll look over at this man and he is dead asleep. Say Case wakes up in the middle of the night. Like, I'll bring him in the bed with us and I'll just kind of like be soothing him or whatever. I'll put him back in his crib. And then the next morning I'm like, oh yeah, Case woke up from this. He's like, yeah, I know, I was awake. No, you weren't. I saw you. You weren't. I was literally sitting up in bed. You were asleep, borderline snoring. Or in the morning, if I get up, I'm like, oh, Case woke up at 6:30, whatever. And I just let him like play in the bed with me for a little bit. And then we went out and whatever. He's like, yeah, I know. Like, I woke up at 6:30 too. What? No. You were asleep. He's like, I know, but like I was kind of awake. Or I'll wake him up and immediately he's like, I'm like, Nick, can you grab this? He's like, I'm awake. I've been awake. I'm like, what? Why are you so scared to be asleep? Why? What is that like? Why can't you just admit you were sleeping? That's not any less masculine to like slumber.
Like an actual necessary thing for your health and well-being is to sleep.
Yeah, I'll be like, I've been trying to wake you up for something. He's like, I know, I'm awake. No, you're not.
That is hilarious. Leif cannot relate to that one. He is always asleep when I'm awake and he knows it. But it is funny when you're like asking them if they're falling asleep and they're like, no. And then you look over, you're like, you're dead asleep.
Yeah. Even if I say, I'm like, oh, I was up from 2 to 3. He's like, yeah, I was awake that long too. No, you weren't. I know for a fact you fell asleep before me. If we both wake up at 2.
That's so funny.
It's so weird. Do you have any for Leif?
Yeah.
I have a couple more, but we can go back and forth.
I saw one. This is twofold. He doesn't go into heavy detail when I ask him about something.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll be like, what did you do today? Like, how was surfing? He's like, it was good. I'm like, well, did you catch any waves? He's like, yeah, we caught, you know, he'll say something, but I have to like pull details out of him. I'm like, especially true if he's with friends or something. I'm like, oh, what's new with him and his wife or whatever? He's like, oh, I don't know, just nothing really. They're just living here or whatever. I'm like, and there could be groundbreaking things. This is the one I saw that's like twofold. It was like he doesn't ask for details.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be like, oh, what's their baby's name? And he's like, oh, I don't know, I didn't ask. Like, what's his new job? Like, where does he work? Oh, I don't know, I didn't ask. Like, doesn't yeah. ask for the simplest of details. And I'm like, if I went out with my friends, I would know every detail. I could come back, give you a 3-hour dissertation of what we did, and I would know every detail of their current lives and everything that's going on.
All of their thoughts.
Every thought they've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
You go, and it's like, you know, it's very pure, but it's like, yeah, we just did this. Like, went on a bike ride and got food. I'm like,
what are you talking about?
How was the food? What did you talk about? How's his family doing? Like, and he's just like, I don't know. Yeah, good. I'm like, wow. I don't know what you're, like, I know you're having fun, but.
Well, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I feel the same way when Nick comes back from golfing with his friends for literally 6 hours. I'm like, okay, what? Like, what's up with them? I don't know. Like, yeah, good, I think. I'm like, what does he do for work? He's like, I'm like, you spent all day with them. Literally, you were out there.
Literally, what are you talking about?
Yeah, whoa.
And
I'd love to be a fly on the wall.
Same. I forget if we've talked about this, but I feel like guys, for the most part, they bond over like doing activities together, mm-hmm. and girls bond over talking.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes, honestly, their conversations are not that deep. They're just like having fun in the moment doing the activity and like talking about the activity.
Exactly.
Or being like, oh yeah, I did that. I don't know. They're not going into the depths of like their innermost feelings a lot of time.
It's true. I saw this thing that was like, I think I've said this before, but guys bond next to each other and girls bond face to face.
Oh, interesting.
Like, guys are like this, side by side, shoulders touching. And then girls have to be like looking at each other and talking to each other.
And we're always like in a circle.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true. Leif's next beige flag is his verging on red.
Some of these are teetering very, yeah. very closely.
I'm kidding. His Reese's peanut butter cups addiction. That man, and he's admitted it to me. He's like, if I buy a bag of Reese's, like, I'm eating the whole thing and it's probably going to be within a day. Like,
yeah.
He's like, I literally have an addiction to them. It's his favorite thing in the world. And I will go to, you know, I'll be in his office, like cleaning something up or trying to look for something. I see wrappers. I'll be in the car, like he'll have been driving, and then I'll get in the driver's seat and literally I see wrappers in the freaking cup holder. I'm like, you have a problem. But he knows. And it's kind of funny. And he honestly doesn't buy them that often anymore. He used to have them more. But when he does, he's eating the whole bag.
Sweet treat.
That is his sweet treat.
Nick is the same with, honestly, all beverages. That's why he was the original Bev boy, because his friends called him that, because he would always go get a beverage or candy from the gas station. That man loves a gas station.
Does he love
anything?
Candy?
Yeah, he loves Reese's.
Really?
Yes. He just loves, and he loves putting them in the freezer,
which
I also do too. But even if I get the healthy versions
like
of Reese's, he's like, not even the thins. Like
the dark chocolate with almond butter or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like Lily's or whatever it is.
Oh, same. Leif's like, get that crap away. I'm like, this doesn't have freaking chemicals in it.
Yeah. You know what is another beige flag of Nick's, speaking of food, is that he was I don't know what it's technically called, but a certified Yelper. He was like what's it called? Like, not just, he didn't have a Yelp account. They verified him, and he could go into places and his would appear first because he would write out such good in-depth reviews of everywhere we went.
Like,
we would sit down at a restaurant. He's like, hold on, I got to write a Yelp review real quick. I'm like, okay. Literally sit there for 20 minutes writing.
So does that go away, or he still has that verification?
Oh, he got it taken away.
Please.
He got this man. he found a way, like, people started paying him because it shows him. This is allegedly started paying him to write reviews for their restaurant or like their business, good reviews. And he would do it. He didn't go there. He did it for one time, a place. He only did this for like 2 days before he got caught, by the way, allegedly. They're like, how were you in Iowa and Minnesota on the same night?
At these different restaurants?
Yeah.
I'm screaming.
And so they revoked his, they suspended his account.
Dang. Because that's a flex.
Yeah. I know. He would get invited to events, like different opening restaurants that were opening. They would invite him to come.
Gosh.
Really so cool.
Was that his goal or he just like loved Yelping?
He just loved Yelping.
He loved the art of Yelping.
He's such a good writer, I think, that he would do it in kind of a funny way. He would talk about the owner, you know, talk about every aspect of the smell, the ambiance.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny. Leif's next beige flag is his fixation on random things and will research them to absolutely no end. I was trying to think of an example of this, but I kind of just made one up. Like, this is something that would happen to give you guys context. Like, we could go to a restaurant and we could have the best lemonade like we've ever had. And then we'll just get to talking and he'll be like, it'll be so fun to have a lemon tree and like make our own lemonade. And I'm like, yeah, that would be fun.
100%.
That night I will look over at him in bed and he's researching how to plant a lemon tree and what the best, most cost-effective juicer is to remove the seeds and how to sweeten lemonade naturally. Like the entire process he will know how to do by next morning.
Yeah.
And it is, again, it teeters between, it is a beige flag because it's in between a green and a red flag. He's super knowledgeable actually about random things because he has researched them to no end. But also sometimes his fixations literally take over and I'm like, sir, this is not like getting us to an end goal. Like you researching lemons all day is like not as important as you doing other things, which he agrees with. So it's twofold, but that's why it's a beige flag. And it actually comes in really handy sometimes because for my
when it's for benefit, you too.
Yes. Like nice. If I'm saying, you know, we want to film the podcast, like he will research for 10 hours about what the best equipment is to do so, most cost effective, pros and cons. He will look into every review. He will watch YouTube videos about it. So I benefit a lot from his research abilities, but he does go on some deep dives and he gets fixated on random things. Depends on the day what he's into. But he has a few like long-standing
I was going to ask, what's his longest standing fixation?
He has like two or three. Surfing. Mm. He watches like surfing videos nonstop and he has for years. Being a pilot and like flying types of videos. And what's the other one that he's always obsessed with? Like paramotoring and paragliding and like type of thing.
Wow.
Like even skydiving, like those. I guess that kind of goes along with the pilot thing, like planes and paramotors, those kind of vehicles. And then right now it's cars and like fixing up vintage cars is what he's been fixated on.
JC and I are on our probiotic grind ever since we had Tina on the podcast, who is the founder of Just Thrive Probiotic. She talked all about gut health and how important taking a daily probiotic is. And I listened, okay? And I have been taking it every single day. And I've also been giving it to Case as well, which has been great for both of us. They also have another product. It's called Just Calm. Tina also talked about that on the podcast. So let's face it, stress sucks, especially when it seems to run your life, keeping you on edge and refusing to let you relax or unwind. But the good news is there's now a way to beat stress before it beats up on you with Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm. They are here to help you reclaim your health, your happiness, and your peace of mind. Just Thrive's breakthrough probiotic formula is clinically proven to balance your gut. This is huge because as much as 90% of Americans have an overgrowth of bad bacteria in their gut. And studies show that an unhealthy gut can lead to an increase in stress hormones, which is a no-no. Not only will Just Thrive probiotic help you stay ahead of things like gas, bloat, and constipation, when your gut is balanced and healthy, you'll be able to handle stress like a boss.
Plus, Just Thrive Probiotic has zero fillers, gluten, dairy, or histamines and can be sprinkled into any food or drink, So it's the perfect probiotic for your whole family. And for the next level stress busting and mood support, add in Just Calm. There's a big buzz around Just Calm. You might have heard it mentioned by us in the last episode, but it has been scientifically proven to soothe everyday stress, encourage a steady and balanced mood, improve alertness and focus, and even help you get better sleep. So Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm are transforming the way we manage our modern social media-filled stressed world, which we know all about. Something that's amazing about this company in general is that they do so much research and have a lot of like clinical trials and studies done. And so they really back up what they're talking about. The best part, you can test drive Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm risk-free with Just Thrive's limited money-back guarantee. So you have really nothing to lose. You can up your wellness game. You can up your wellness game and beat bloat, digestive issues, stress, and more with Just Thrive. And right now, when you go to justthrive.com and use promo code WHATWESAID, you can get 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm. That's like getting a month for free. And while you're there, you can check out all of their other research-backed products for optimal gut and immune health. Again, use promo code WHATWESAID for 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com. Check it out.
If you are wanting to start a business, if you are wanting to sell digital goods, maybe you want to start a blog, sell your digital art, listen up to this ad because we are talking about Squarespace. Squarespace has seen it all with us, okay? They've been through all of our
businesses,
all of our businesses, and they've helped tremendously. Squarespace is super user-friendly. If you've never started a website, you don't know where to even start or look, Squarespace has got you covered. Squarespace is everything to sell anything. Squarespace has the tools you need to get your business off the ground, including e-commerce templates, inventory management, a simple checkout process, and secure payments. Whatever you sell, Squarespace has merchandising features to make your products look their best online.
You can connect your social media accounts to your website, which is super important so that people can follow your Instagram and then they can be led to your website and vice versa. You can also have video blocks to present your videos from YouTube or Vimeo, wherever you upload videos on your Squarespace site, and you can add an image overlay to your video to improve your website's load speed. There's so many things that specifically I have no idea about when it comes to creating a website, and Squarespace makes the process so simple because they have so many templates and little like plugins and things that you can choose from that you don't have to know how to code and create a website to do so. So it's really, really nice and just best case scenario. You can gain insight into the top traffic sources. So where people are coming from, how people found your website in the first place, which is great to know for your business, what kind of products they're picking and putting in their cart, etc. So it gives you a lot of insight into kind of what's going on behind the scenes as well. And you own all of the content you put on the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com/whatwesaid for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code WHATWESAID to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That is code WHATWESAID to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Go check it out.
I was going to say, I fear the day. I've been trying not to manifest this for you, but I just know in my heart there's going to be a day.
A golf fixation.
Exactly. Like the first time he goes.
Oh, he'll be hooked.
I know he will like have like, oh, I just know. I know him and Nick are going to be at Roger Dunn for hours.
I 100% know the same thing. Star.
And there's so many parts of it. It's so long. Like I resent that day for you, but selfishly, I relish in that day because cool. Then on the Saturdays that they're gone,
we can do
stuff. We can hang out.
Yeah. I also feared that day because I feel like
There's all these here's the thing is this is why I know he would be obsessed with it is because they have all these different clubs and different clubs for different things.
100%. Chelsea, you know, he's going to be researching like everything about the specific clubs, the nine iron, the whatever.
Yeah.
He's going to be researching about every aspect of it. Like the best shoes and like why, I know.
And you can go do it forever at any time of day. That's the worst part. And go hit balls. Nick, that's Nick's beige flag actually is that he'll be like, I only golfed once this week. I'm like, what are you talking about? You went two nights in a row. And he's like, that's hitting balls. That's the same thing. Are you in the vicinity of a golf ball? Because I consider that golfing. He's like, no, it's Chelsea. Come on. It's so different. I'm like, okay, sorry.
I do fear. I feel like he will be 100% fixated.
There's a surfer to golfer pipeline, unfortunately.
Right. And I'm sure he'll be obsessed with bolts, although I never see him.
Exactly.
Because it'll be surfing in the morning, golfing in the flipping afternoon.
Golfing on the weekends.
Uh-huh.
I know.
Yeah, I don't see the surfing one going away, which is good because, to be honest, like, if a fixation lasts,
it's no longer a fixation. It's just a hobby.
Exactly. It's like a lifestyle. And so I'm proud of him for his surfing fixation that turned into a lifestyle that he's been extremely consistent with. So I'm like, at this point, that's like literally just your hobby. And I think that's awesome. Even though I complain about it because he also will be gone for a long time. I just talked about it in a recent vlog. I'm like, he'll wake me up, not wake me up on purpose, but his alarm will wake me up. He's checking the surf.
Yeah.
It's not even good. So he goes back to sleep, but I'm awake.
Yeah.
So I complain about it, but I am proud of him because he goes all the time and he's like improved so much. And it's like such a good thing for him. So
yeah,
we love that.
We love their beige flags
that
are good for them.
His next is that he overthinks nothing.
Yeah.
Literally, this man. Like, I've been trying to get to the bottom of this phenomenon of no mental illness.
Yeah.
Can't quite understand it yet, but I love it for him.
No overthinking, no trauma.
No overthinking, just doesn't care, doesn't think things are that deep. And I cannot relate, but I love that I get to be around some grounding energy.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, okay, be honest. Like, do you really not care? Or are you just
putting it down?
Exactly.
Deep.
Shoving your emotions down so deep that you're telling me you don't care about like this whatever thing. And he's like, I'm being really honest. Like, I don't think I care that much. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, I saw that one too. Someone was talking about that on TikTok. Like, this man just had the perfect childhood, not a worry in the world.
Well, that's the thing. Like, he didn't necessarily have a perfect childhood. Like, he has gone through he had cancer as a kid.
Yeah.
His parents are divorced. Like, so that's why I'm a little confused at the lack of mental illness or trauma. I'm like, you have actually gone through like hard things, yet you are the most.
Maybe that's why.
Positive, like, just, yeah, maybe. Honestly, though, his toxic positivity has been getting to me lately.
Oh, there's nothing worse.
I'm kidding. No, he is so positive. Recently, actually, I need to look at this game. So even throughout the entire playoffs with the Suns, like when they were not doing well, oh, dang, the Heat, they're going to win. I just looked
really?
At that. Yeah, 100%. There's only a minute left and they're winning by 20 points.
Oh.
Anyway, during the playoffs, like when the Suns were doing bad and I was like, great, there's no hope. Like Leif never wavered. He's like, nope, we got this. Like, was so overly positive. I'm like, Leif, just give it up.
Yeah.
I would literally be so mad. I'm like, give it up. We're not going to win. We know it. Like, he's like, well, you never know. And then with this series with the Celtics and the Heat, the Celtics were losing by 3-0. The Heat were up. And never in history has a team come back from that in the playoffs and won the series, okay? If you lose 3 games in a row, that means you have to win the next 4 in a row or else you're losing the series. So it's extremely unlikely and it's never happened. They won the first one and I'm like, oh, well, you know, I basically was never like, oh, the Celtics could do it. And Leif kept being like, well, there's a first time for everything. And I'm like, give it up. Please give it up. Like, it's not happening. And then they freaking came back 3-3.
Yeah.
They won the next 3 games. And this game that I'm talking about right now, if they would have won, they would have been the first in history. And they were at home. So I was like, wow, is positivity going to like be actually true this time? And I.
Yeah, that is
insane.
It
didn't
actually
end up being true. But the point is, he's a very positive person innately. He's always like, they can do it. Like, and I found out I'm very cynical. I'm like, no, they can't.
Yeah, they don't have a chance in hell.
Literally.
I know. Once you see a statistic, it's really hard to overcome it.
Yeah.
Once you've been disappointed so many times.
True.
It's hard not to expect the worst. One of Nick's other beige flags is that this is teetering on a green flag, but especially when I was pregnant, but this is for all, you know, for our entire marriage, is every time he's at an outing or like running errands or out and about somewhere with people, like he'll come back and he tells me at least one lie from the day to make me laugh or to make me smile. That makes no sense. It's not an actual sneaky lie, yeah, or something. It's like, I might have said this example before, but like he'll come, this is one that comes to mind. He'll come back from the store. He was wearing this cutoff t-shirt that was like red, white, and blue. And he's like, and he just got a haircut. It was kind of like a military haircut. And I was like, you look kind of like, almost like you're in the military or something. He's like, yeah, it's crazy. People kept coming up to me this morning being like, thank you for your service.
Please.
And I was like, you're joking. He's like, no, I'm kidding. But things like that where he will out of nowhere just make up a lie about something. Like, yeah, someone came up to me and told me Sophie something, something, something. I'm like, you're kidding. He's like, no, I'm just kidding. I lied.
Just for fun.
Just for fun. But one time I asked him, I was like, why do you do that all the time? He's like, I just want to make you smile. I just want to make you laugh. You think it's funny. Cute. His other one that's bordering on a red flag. It's getting dark, beige, maroon almost. Is that he doesn't know his months. Do you know that about him?
He doesn't know his months?
Yeah. Do you know this about him?
Like the order of
them? He doesn't know the order of the months.
Really?
No.
Literally?
Since I've known him. Like, I don't know what or why. Maybe it has to do with his ADHD, ADD. I don't know. But he does not know what month comes after what month. So I'll literally be like, I think our lease ends in September. He's like, oh, sweet. Next month. I'm like, it's May. That's in like 4 months. Or I'll be like, oh, yeah, for Christmas, we'll do this. And he's like, okay, well, we got some time. I'm like, Christmas is in December. It's November. Like, that's next month. Or he'll be like, oh, we just did that in May. And it'll be June. And he's like, oh, gosh, it's coming up. I'm like, that's in a full year. He doesn't know what they are. And I've heard or seen maybe one or two other people that this is. So I wonder if there's like literally a condition, but he genuinely can't.
If you told him like name the months in a row, could he though? It's just more so when they're being referenced randomly, he like can't picture them.
I think it's both. Like if we called him, let me do it right now. I'm going to call him and ask him.
I am screaming. Not the live calls on the pod lately.
Oh, he might be putting case down, so he might not answer.
Hey.
Special. You're live on the podcast. And I don't want to put you on the spot. Can you please say the months in order from January to December?
Oh, gosh. I'm really going to do this.
Go for it.
All right. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Good job. That was good.
Wow,
we were wondering if you knew, if you could say them, or you just get confused.
It still gives me anxiety because I get confused. I used to start from my birth day, my birth month, and keep going. But yeah, it's kind of an inside joke with a lot of my friends.
Oh, wow.
They love to ask me to say the months.
Oh, so now you know how to
literally
say it
a clown performing.
Well, I just was looking at a calendar a little bit ago, so it helped.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah. That's good. All right. Well, I love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
He's been studying,
literally. I remember asking him one time, he's like, it gets really fuzzy around August. anyways.
Oh, that's hilarious. I did not know that about him.
Do you have any more for life? Because I've got a couple for myself.
Not really. No. Not that I can think of.
I asked Nick what my beige flag was, and he says that you wear every single thing in your closet every day. And
how many outfits do you wear on average a day?
Humbled. 5.
Really?
Yeah. I counted. Because I have my...
I wear probably 2.
I wake up in my PJs.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
I usually...
that doesn't count as an outfit.
Yeah, okay. I guess I could count that at the end of the day. But I technically wore it during the day. But okay, so I'll get from dressed from my PJs to probably workout clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I come back. I can't... Maybe I'll change into like comfy clothes. And then maybe I'll change into like a cuter outfit if I'm going out. Like I'll put on jeans or something. Mm-hmm. But then when I come home, this is where it gets me, is I have to immediately get into comfy clothes, but not my pajamas. So I'll put like sweats and a sweatshirt on and then
like to make dinner or something.
Yeah, just to be in my house. And then when I go to bed, I put on actual pajamas.
Yeah, that might be one of my beige flags, is I cannot be at home and like going about my day in jeans.
Mm. Oh, I can, but not at home.
You couldn't. I just said that.
Well, you said going about my day.
At home, though, I said.
Oh.
Like I can't be at home. I mean, sure, for an hour here and there between things. But like if I came home at like even 4 o'clock and I was wearing jeans, it's like,
yeah,
these gotta go.
No.
I can't be in these. I'm at home.
There's a time restraint on that.
For sure. I didn't ask Leif my beige flags, but I think that one of them is like, a lot of times I don't want to be the one to make the decision, but I also don't want what you suggest.
Yeah, yeah. 100%.
Like if we're trying to figure out somewhere to eat and I'll just be like, I'm done making it. Like just you pick somewhere. I don't care. Like, okay, like we could go here. And I'm like, not here. I'm like, no, we just had pizza.
It's like, think harder.
Yeah. I'm like, do something else. He's like, okay, we could go here. I'm like, we have gone there so much lately. Yeah. Like, I want to go somewhere else. So it's like, I don't want to make the decision, but
I'm also controlling.
I'm also going to, at the end of the day, probably not want to go where you want to
exactly.
go.
Exactly. I do.
Sometimes. Sometimes.
Okay, we're going to jump into an ad real quick to talk about Storyworth. I love this sponsor so much. We got this for my mom for Christmas. I think not last Christmas, but the Christmas before. So she filled out the full year of questions. And it was such an amazing, meaningful thing for the whole family, honestly. Not even just a gift for her, but a gift that keeps giving. And this year is going by fast. So Father's Day is upon us. It's coming up. And this year, if you want to give your dad a really unique and meaningful gift, a gift that will make him feel special and very loved, give him Storyworth. Storyworth is an online service that helps you and your loved ones preserve precious memories and stories for years to come. It is a thoughtful and meaningful gift that connects you to those who matter the most. I think we all have had that experience where your dad brings up some shocking revelation from his childhood and you're like, I had no idea you grew up like that. I have had that experience with my dad a couple times, and I feel like this would be such a good gift now to give my dad or your grandpa even to really learn about what makes them them, you know?
Yes. So every week, Storyworth will email your loved one a thought-provoking question of your choice from their vast pool of options. And these are questions you may have never had the chance to ask or that you wouldn't think of, like, what's the bravest thing you've done in your life? Or if you could see into the future, what would you want to find out? I think this is really nice because a lot of these things or these questions don't come up in like casual conversation. I feel like specifically for dads, sometimes they're a little more mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
So this can be really nice to learn about your dad's life and his mindset and all of that stuff. After 1 year, Storyworth will compile your loved one's stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. I can just picture, you know, my kids and the kids after that and the kids after that, generations of people being able to see this book and learn in such a like beautiful way stories about their great grandpa or whoever it is to them. The book is going to be amazing, but the journey to writing it will also be a gift in and of itself. It's so, I feel like just looking forward to reading the weekly stories that your dad or your father figure sends in. Is super exciting. So give all the dads in your life a unique, meaningful gift you will all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, for a limited time, you will save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/whatwesaid. That is storyworth.com/whatwesaid to save $10 on your first purchase, storyworth.com/whatwesaid.
We are talking about Topgolf. We love Topgolf here. It's golf, it's not golf, it's Topgolf. I've been saying it in my sleep. They've got a bunch of stuff that makes them golf. Clubs, balls, tees, turf, even a ball picker-upper cart thing. And they also have a bunch of stuff that's not golf. Like loud music, giant targets in the giant fairway, giant TVs, and a handcrafted food and beverage menu. Topgolf is the place to be this summer. I'm calling it right now, okay? When I go home to Arizona, I'm going to make all of my siblings and I go to Topgolf. And you bet I'm going to tell everyone there that they sponsor my podcast. It's so cool. I love Topgolf because I just think Topgolf is so cool. And Jason was just saying that Leif found out that Topgolf was a sponsor and he was also impressed because men and women alike love Topgolf.
My brothers were just in town and they were talking about Topgolf. They're like, we need to go there soon. I was like, yeah, they're sponsored for the podcast. They're like, oh, no way. They're like, so do you get to go there for free? They were very excited to find out that they were a sponsor. Topgolf even has a whole day each week dedicated to more play for less pay. So they do this thing on Tuesday where all gameplay is half price, giving players even more of a reason to come play around. The nice part about Topgolf is that even if you do not consider yourself a golfer, you can still have fun and you can make it as competitive as you want. You can be either experienced or inexperienced and it's just fun. And then you can eat good food while you're there, have some friendly competition. And I also feel like it's just a nice place to go with kind of anyone. If you like don't know people super well, it's fun. Or if it's your best friends, it's your coworkers, it's a date, anyone can enjoy it. It's also nice because if you live somewhere that's hot, they have like cooled bays in the summer and then heated bays in the winter. So you can go there any time of year. It's golf. It's not golf. It's Topgolf. Pro tip, download the app and book ahead of time to come play around on Half Price Tuesday or any other day. And exclusions apply to the Half Price Tuesday promotion. So full terms can be found at topgolf.com/Tuesday. Go check it out.
I have some from you guys that you wrote in, listeners, on our What We Said. I asked on the What We Said story, like, what are some of your significant others' beige flags? I think some of you read it as your own beige flags, and that's fine. We love that. I didn't even have to ask for both, and you gave me both. He has incredibly specific bits that he does, such as yelling out HOV positive when we get in the HOV lane on the highway, and he thinks it's so clever.
I was actually going to mention bits. Like, Leif and I definitely have bits we do.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't honestly even picture them until they happen. But, like, we have certain bits or phrases that, like, probably only us think are funny that we'll say to each other. One of the current bits that we do is, he's right behind me, isn't he? Have you, like, seen any TikToks or something where it's like, he's right behind me, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, we've been doing that 24/7. Like, we'll just be, like, we'll say a joke. It's like, I don't laugh at, like, it doesn't land. And he'll be like, he's right behind me, isn't he? It makes no sense. But it's so funny to us. Like, it makes us both die laughing every time. So that's, like, an example of a current bit we have going where, anyway.
Like an inside joke.
Like an inside joke, essentially.
That's funny. Please, this girl said, he has super flat feet that look like flippers. Not a physical attribute. This is her own beige flag. I won't fold laundry until there's at least 5 loads to fold at once. I just let it pile up. And that is me right in this moment. I think it's because my washer is kind of small. So I can't fit that much. So I'm like, you would think that would be easier to fold like 5 things at a time. I just like to do it all at once.
You have to do a lot of laundry, having
so much freaking laundry. Yeah, but I don't even think it's his really. Because I wear so many freaking outfits during the day.
True.
Also,
but if you wear something like, okay, say you put on a sweatshirt and sweatpants for like 2 or 3 hours, like, do you put that in the dirty clothes? Because I don't.
No, not the sweatpants. It depends on the current state of my armpits. If I'm wearing the sweatshirt for a long time and I also kind of smell bad, then yeah, I do wash it.
I will say my life has gotten significantly better ever since I switched to like toxic deodorant.
Yeah.
I'm not joking when I say like it has made a major difference in like
your quality of life,
my literal quality of life and like my well-being.
Yeah.
I always smell amazing. I never feel like sweaty and gross and like
stinky.
Just like I just always feel like fresh and like I smell good, which is how I felt my entire life until I went on this non-toxic freaking deodorant journey.
Yeah.
And then I've literally for the past 5 years I've felt gross.
Yeah.
Every outfit I'm like, this has got to go in the washer. Like, I have to wash this immediately. It literally has BO. And ever since I just gave it up and I'm back on my like secret, it's like coconut and it smells so good. And I just always feel so clean. And I have to say, it's made me a happier person.
Nice.
So I also have to wash less. Like, shirts. I used to feel the same way where it's like, if I wear a t-shirt and it's like right up against my armpits, I'm like, this has got to go in the washer immediately.
But even if I think I kind of have like a weird thing where I have to wash something even if it's like a little bit, like a little worn. Even if it smells like outside. If I wore it outside and it kind of smells like outside. The only time I don't wash it is if I wore it inside for a very short period of time.
Yeah.
So.
I get that. But also pants, like I won't wash a lot. Like
jeans, yeah, no.
Jeans, I'm like, I'm not wearing those ones and washing them. Absolutely not. I hang them right back up.
But if I wear no underwear with them, I have to wash them.
I don't ever do no underwear with jeans, though.
Oh, I'm thinking sweatpants.
Yeah.
Like, I'll wear my... I won't wash my sweatpants if I'm wearing underwear, but if I'm not wearing underwear, they're going in the washer.
Yeah, definitely. Same with leggings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Workout.
The workout stuff is annoying. Like, you have to wash it every time. That's how I feel. Like,
I know.
Pretty much if I worked out in it, it needs to be washed because there's sweat in it.
And Case does get clothes very dirty. Like, when he goes outside every single day, plays in the dirt, So we have to change his clothes multiple times. You know, he takes a nap, gets something on it. He has his pajamas. And so
there's a lot of outfits going through.
Nick, however, he is the saving grace of the family because that man will wear the same shirt for like 5 days in a row and it will not smell at all. Literally smells fresh out of the washer.
Doesn't he like have no BO or something?
I don't.
Or is that someone else?
I have never smelt his BO ever. That's really? Abby too. Abby doesn't have BO.
Wow.
Literally.
Nice.
It's insane. I feel like I'm just, I was going to say a stinky person. I just smell. I just always have. And I sweat a lot too.
You so always have even when you wore like toxic deodorant? Yeah. Like
really? I don't necessarily remember like being like, I smell horrible, but I sweat a lot.
I do even sweat if a lot.
Even if I sweat in a shirt and it doesn't smell, I'm still like, I gotta wash it.
Yeah, it kind of feels gross to sweat in something and not wash it, honestly.
Oh, I forgot to pick up my freaking dry cleaning. Wow. I just remember that. Gags himself so loudly every time he brushes his teeth.
Oh, that's actually annoying. Wait, who does that? I think Tyson.
Please, on purpose?
Yeah, like every... Is it him that does that? Please report back and text me if you're listening. Maybe I'm thinking of... It's like on the tip of my tongue. It's someone... It's not my dad, I don't think. It's definitely a guy in my life that like does that. And I think it's Ty.
On accident?
Not really on accident. Like, but they're brushing their teeth. Tongue. Yeah, they brush their tongue so hard that it like kind of just gags them.
Not every time.
Oh. Maybe it's not him, though. I can't remember. It's not Leif.
Tyson, let us know.
Yeah.
Has to stop at the gas station to get a drink, snack every single time we go to town or on a road trip. And that is Nick as well.
It's kind of a fun tradition, though.
No.
I mean, not when you're just randomly. What did she say? When you're going to town?
Yeah.
Like, if you're going on a road trip, yeah, you got to stock up.
Yeah. But there's... I'm the opposite on a road trip. I don't want to stop at all. Like, I want to get there as fast as possible. If I'm driving by myself, even before, like I'll go to Whole Foods the night before and get snacks. Like I don't want to stop. Once I get in my car, I want it filled with gas. Just want to get to my destination as fast as possible. Yeah. Maybe that's because I'm a girl though by myself. I don't want to stop because I'm like
by yourself. You're picturing when you are on a road trip alone.
I've been on many road trips by myself and I literally never stop unless I absolutely have to.
Oh yeah, I agree. If I'm alone, I'm not looking to stop.
No. But when we're with Nick and especially with Case, or if we had Sophie, Nick wants to stop every freaking hour. He wants to stop at every time we hit a rest stop. He wants to stop, go look at the gas station, get a snack. I don't even know what he wants to do, but it drives me insane. And his mindset I get because it's let's stop and give everybody a break. And my mindset is the faster we get there.
Yeah, let's just keep going.
The more we won't have to take breaks. But
I see both sides. But the thing I would not like about that is like how much extra time it would waste.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's get there. Come on, let's go. And he's like, just enjoy it. Like, this is part of your life too, is that being on this road trip. And I'm like, okay, you do have
a
point.
That's a beautiful mindset.
Yeah.
I feel like the only road trip we go on a lot is to Arizona and we only stop once. Like we stop in, you know, the middle like of the trip to get gas and let Lady out. But for the most part, pretty much.
Yeah, we stop probably three times.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But without a baby,
with
you
Case,
did that too?
Yes.
Oh.
Maybe two or three days. With Case, we do more. We have to stop every 2 hours, but it's been a lifelong thing where I'm like, please, no, please, no. And he's like, I'm sorry. We just have to. Like, let's just fill up before blah, blah, blah. I'm like, please. But it's a good life lesson to slow down, enjoy the view.
Well, how long did your freaking road trip to Tennessee take then? 5 days?
Oh my gosh. Don't make me think about that. Oh, and we had Sophie. That was horrible. She hates the car. It was 2 days. We stopped, though, at a hotel. Then, like, one night. Not buy snacks at the grocery store. This is her own beige flag. And I think we both can relate. Not buy snacks at the grocery store because I don't think I'd need them. But then I wish I bought them the whole rest of the week. And I do this every single week.
Oh, 100%. Like, nothing to snack on. You're just like, cool.
You're like, oh, I'll get carrots and hummus. Yeah. That's all I'll want. It's literally 10 p.m. I'm like, the things I would do for a salt and vinegar chip
right
now.
Yes, the things I would do for a chip. Ugh. This one on TikTok. My girlfriend's beige flag is that when we're just laying in bed on our phones, she has the sudden urge to roll over and put both of our phones down and say, we're done.
Please.
Without consulting me at all. And that is me. I'll be like, let's get off our phones. Like, Leif's like, okay, I guess you just dictate what time.
Yeah.
What
my
time.
Screen time limit.
Yeah. He like hasn't been on his phone at all. I've been on all day. but I've seen so many people say that. It's like when your boyfriend or husband's on his phone, it's like, you're done when I'm done. Like when I'm done with my phone and I feel tapped out, you need to be present with me.
Oh no, drums to the blinker in the car.
Absolutely not. That's a red flag.
When he repeats a subpar joke because he thinks people didn't hear him, but really it just wasn't funny.
That's me. Wait, I wanted to talk about the fact that I went bowling. This is not a beige flag. This is not a beige flag, but...
Or is it a beige flag?
That I look ugly when I bowl? Maybe. I made a TikTok about it, but I went bowling this weekend with my family and I haven't been in years. And my first thought was like, we should go bowling more just as a group. Like, it's a fun group activity.
I do love bowling.
Then I saw a video of what I looked like from behind and I revoke my statement. First of all, I was wearing this like oversized cardigan and baggy jeans with a tank top, crop top, tank top. So from the front, it looked cute. From the back, it was giving substitute teacher. The way I threw that bowling ball has been haunting me for days. Ever since I've seen that video, I am like, I have such a skewed perception of myself. Like, I think I'm just this like hot young firecracker who's like so athletic. And I saw that video and I looked age 60. Like, oh, I had this horrible thought.
Have you ever seen a video of yourself jumping?
Oh, I don't want to.
Because that will humble you real quick.
I feel like even if I was to see a video of me like playing pickleball, I'd be like, what the heck? That is not how I thought I looked. Anyway, it was very humbling to say the least. And I had this intense thought when I saw that video. I'm like, I cannot even imagine if this was like a first date and that is what my date was seeing. Like, I literally put it in the comment as my TikTok. I'm like, I am so happy I'm married and I don't have to deal with going on a first date. And then Macy actually commented, Macy Thompson, she commented. She's like, no, JC, I went on a first date bowling and like his reactions to, like, he would get a strike and like turn around and celebrate. And like, if he, you know, didn't do well, yeah, he would turn around and like, he's so mad. She's like, I got the ick so bad. So new fear unlocked. Don't go bowling on a first date unless you are a really good bowler and incredibly athletic. And keep in mind what you're going to look like from behind.
Yeah.
Ladies. Not that it matters. Like, I'm joking right now. But it seriously, I was thinking, like, I cannot believe I looked that dumb bowling. So catch me either never going again or fully enrolling in bowling lessons. Because I was saying, like, it's so annoying. And this is just how life is. Like, you can't be good at everything. But it's like, it's so annoying to me doing an activity such as bowling or pickleball or something. It's like, and just not being consistently good at it because you don't practice. So it's
not like, being able to play.
Yeah. Like, when I was bowling, I couldn't hold a candle to like my brothers or my dad or Leif. Like, I was had such a low score every time. And it's like, because I don't go often and I've never been taught really how to bowl. So I'm not good.
Yeah.
And pickleball, it's like when we were playing a lot, I actually felt like, okay, yeah, I'm like decent at this. But even if I go a long time without playing, I'm like, now I'm not good again. It's like, you have to be so consistent at things to stay good, I guess, unless you're just naturally really good at those things. But I'm like, there's nothing I hate more than like going to play a sport and just being like, wow, I am so not good at this. And it's so not fun because I am just a competitive person. And I like to like be in the race. And when I'm not, I'm like, this is so dumb.
It's not fun.
No.
I know. I felt the same way. We started bowling a lot when we lived in Nashville for the summer. And at the beginning of the summer, we started going a lot. And I'm like, no, this will not do. I cannot be so bad at this. So I literally would YouTube videos, like masterclass videos of how to bowl so that I just wouldn't, I don't need to win. I just don't want to go in the freaking gutter every time.
Yeah.
And I didn't make that much progress, but I was able to not get in the gutter.
And I'm like, I know if I went all the time and if I really learned how, like, the technique, because when I saw that video, I was stunned speechless. I was like, oh my gosh, no wonder it's going in such weird directions. Like, my freaking hand is like doing this across my body. I was so confused. I'm like, that is not how it feels like I'm doing it. Because they kept saying they're just like, release your hand straight, like you're curving. And I'm like, really? I feel like, and then Leif's like, you need to go lower to the ground. Like, you're literally dropping it when it's like up here.
Yeah.
You need to like squat down a little more. So I was trying to take their advice. I saw that effing video.
No.
I was like, wow. Okay.
So. No. That's the most annoying thing, actually, is when you go and you're bad and everyone starts giving you tips.
No, I sat down.
You're like, just let me be bad. After the first time,
I sat down. Leif, I could see him starting to speak. I put my finger up. I go, I don't want a single tip. He's like, all right. Then by the end, I'm like, why is it not aiming? Yeah. He's like, do you want me to say? I'm like, yeah, I actually do want a tip, because he was doing well. And he never goes bowling either, but yeah. He's just naturally good at things like that.
It's so funny. Oh my gosh. I literally hate being bad at things.
I hate it so much.
And it's like, you're bound to the first time you do something.
Totally. That's why I was saying, I'm like, I either need to go a lot, but it's like, well, what? Am I really going to like dedicate my life to bowling?
So that the next time your family goes bowling, you're good. Yeah.
It's like, no. But also, it is fun. Like, I'm sure if you're good, it's fun to get a high score and to like be competitive with people. But when it goes in the freaking gutter every time, or it's just so inconsistent, like I would literally get a strike. And then the next one, the next three turns, I would hit in the gutter every time. I'm like, this is clearly I'm not good. It's just luck. Yeah. Anyway, it was still fun. I feel like bowling is a fun group activity.
It is
that we
fun.
Should do more. I could redeem myself at some point, hopefully. Anything else?
No. Thanks for submitting your beige flags. We really appreciate it. And you guys are beige as can be.
We're all beige. We're in our, what is it called? Sad beige. Is it what? Sad beige mom?
Yeah, sad beige mom.
There's lots of beige trends going around right now.
I was telling Nick, though, in conclusion, that I've always categorized him. You know, the character categories of like good, chaotic good, chaotic neutral, calm good, calm evil, whatever
it is.
I don't necessarily know what it is, like what the name of it is. It's like a way to measure people's energy, I guess. Mm-hmm. I think it has to do with characters and shows a lot of times, but it's like chaotic. Have you heard of chaotic good energy, chaotic neutral energy?
This sounds familiar.
Basically, there's a spectrum of, okay, there's, I think, chaotic. Okay, there's lawful good, lawful neutral, and lawful evil. Then there's neutral good, true neutral, neutral evil. Then there's chaotic good, chaotic neutral, and chaotic evil. So they'll be like, Superman is lawful good. Javert from Les Mis is neutral lawful. Napoleon from Animal Farm, I don't even know who the freak that is lawful evil. The Joker is chaotic evil.
Okay.
Robin Hood is chaotic good. So they, like all these characters you can be in, whatever. And I always tell Nick he's chaotic good or chaotic neutral sometimes, because he is just like the Yelp thing.
Like, it's chaotic.
Him just like becoming a Yelper and then literally scheming, frauding, and literally getting it revoked. All within a day's work.
That was so funny. Thanks for writing in, guys. Thanks for your contribution to this episode. If you want to follow us on Instagram, it's our hub for everything. Any updates that we have about anything we have coming up, or if you want to be a part of any of our episodes, that is where you go. It's at What We Said Podcast on Instagram. If you're feeling nice, you can leave us a rating and review on the Apple Podcast app, on the Spotify app, or however you get your podcasts. And stay tuned for potential video, guys. We're working on it. We really are.
We're working hard.
We love you guys so much. And
that's what we said.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.